these are among the huge mechanisms of social policy that are used to ensure that the pampered Western workers have to give up their luxurious lifestyles. And the effects are pretty dramatic. One effect is just a vast move towards a kind of totalitarian system in which highly concentrated, unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Nobody has a word to say about it, and for the most part, nobody knows anything about it. And the effects are very obvious just in the numbers. Every year Fortune magazine comes out with a big thing on the Fortune 500. This year is a particularly interesting one because this is the 40th anniversary, so a big celebration of the Fortune 500. The May 15th issue is worth looking at. I don't know if you recall, but some years back, Abby Hoffman wrote a book called Steal This Book, and that's what you ought to do with a Fortune 500. Don't pay them $4.50 for it or whatever it costs. But if you can pick it up somewhere, it's worth looking at. Very big, fat, glossy volume, which is quite intriguing. In the last years, for 1994, which discussed 1993, they described 1993 as a dazzling year for corporate profits, even though sales growth was stagnant. So you're not selling anything, but they're making huge amounts of money. 1994 was far better. They say profits went up a stunning 54% on a sales growth of 8% and employee growth of 2.6%. You just listen to those numbers and you see a lot about the world. Profits up a stunning 54%, sales growth 8%, meaning virtually no change, and employee growth 2.6%. You know, that doesn't exist. The numbers are revealing and they mean something. And concentration has gone up too. The Fortune 500 now controls 63% of the total U.S. gross domestic product. Now, that's a level of totalitarianism that's, remember, these are totalitarian institutions, as totalitarian as human beings have ever devised. And that's a level of totalitarian control that has very rarely been reached in the world, if ever, you might check. Among the biggest gainers are Manpower Incorporated, which hires temporary workers. Very important fact. Their profits were up 35% last year, sales up 35%, what they call sales, meaning selling people, was up 30% to undermine pampered Western workers, remember, because they're selling temporary workers, so you don't need benefits and you don't need security, you get a flexible labor market. So their sales are up 35%, they're now number 237 in the combined industry services list. Services doesn't mean guys who clean the offices. It means investment firms and banks and, you know, those guys. They're 237. Kelly, their sales are up 21%. Well, that also tells you something. These are another form of the techniques for undermining the workforce. And the workforce means the population. You know, workers means most of the population, their families, their children, and so on. Caterpillar is now number 61 in this combined industrial service list. Its profits were up 46% from 1993, and the earnings per share were up 46%. That's not small. And this is expected to continue. The May 1st issue of Fortune has a big article called Why Profits Will Keep Booming. Remember, 1993, they were dazzling. And they were even more splendid in 1994, they put it. That's the fourth successive year of double-digit growth in profits, and they expect it to go on through 1996 at least. Remember, this is a period when wages are going down and working hours are going up, okay? But profits are just dazzling. Earnings per share, they say, have doubled since 1991. The return on capital has more than doubled, considerably more than doubled, since 1980. Profit margins are up, working hours are up, temporary workers are way up as a proportion of the workforce. The only thing that's down is wages and benefits and working conditions. Other things are up too, as I mentioned before, like industrial accidents have shot way up. So, you know, a lot of things are doing really good, but some things aren't doing so good, namely the pampered Western workers with their luxurious lifestyles. The Wall Street Journal having hailed the welcome development of transcendent importance in 1992, noticed another one just a few weeks ago. They said that in 1993, the change in unit labor costs finally reached zero. There's always inflation, remember. Finally reached zero, and that stayed there since 1993. Well, it's another welcome development of transcendent importance. In fact, total labor costs last year were lower than any year since 1981. A headline reads, "Economic gains fail to increase benefits wages," which kind of understates it.